This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Get ready. You're tuned in to Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely T, bringing you the hottest trending topics on social media. Stay connected. Instagram.com/LovelyT2002.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely T. Hey, you guys. Welcome to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely T. So it's been a lot of craziness going on out here, and I feel like I just want to talk about it. We were having a really good discussion on Discord earlier today, and I want to kind of bring it to the podcast as well. This whole Lil Nas X situation has definitely taken a life of its own. So congrats to Lil Nas X for being an agent of chaos, who definitely knew what he was doing. So let's talk about my live stream first. So the live stream that I did on Saturday, they wasted no time sending me an email Sunday morning. Woke up Sunday morning, got a little bad news today. Shout out to the group Mista. Y'all know Blackberry Molasses is my damn song. Any damn ways, they sent me a damn email telling me that my video was demonetized. Oh, really? My live stream, my 2-hour live stream was demonetized. Interesting. We all know the word demon is in demonetized now, don't we? Okay. I find it funny that because I wasn't praising Lil Nas X's foolishness, they ran to demonetize the video. And it can't be about any of the other topics because the last few live streams were approved just fine. And I've noticed that if you're doing anything but praising him and calling this a work of art and genius, that you're automatically coined homophobic and, you know, you're a hateful person, you're a Christian fundamentalist, and nobody cares about your sky daddy and all this stuff. The disrespect on social media has been crazy, okay? Satan has literally been trending for like the past 4 days. Even, thank you, Lucifer has been trending. I mean, y'all gotta really see the game that's being played here and the energy that's being put out there. Trending topic, literally for the past few days, has been things containing Satan, Lucifer, Old Town Road, Lil Nas X, Satan Shoes, Miley Cyrus. It's insane. Now, today, Miley took to social media, and I posted this on my Instagram page because I wasn't feeling it. She took to Instagram and she basically says, "Can you see Satan?" So, of course, Miley Cyrus, who's very close with Lil Nas X because her daddy, Billy Ray Cyrus, jumped on the song Old Town Road, right? And she got herself a pair of the Satan shoes. You know, the ones that contain a, you know, drop of human blood. Even if that's not true, the fact that that's even being mentioned in the promo is disturbing enough. Okay, I don't care if it's human blood, goat blood, or just red food coloring. The fact that they're saying that there's a drop of human blood, they're saying that for a reason. Human blood at the soles of your feet with the scripture Luke 10:18 attached to it. The whole thing is just very disturbing. So I wasn't feeling it. You know, I felt like, you know, when people show you who they are, believe them. So that bothered me when Miley Cyrus came out this morning saying that. So, of course, she was trending. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, T, you know, this is just promo. He's doing this for attention. Trust me, I know. Lil Nas X is an agent of chaos. We live in a world where people love attention, and all publicity, regardless if it's good or bad, is seen as good publicity, right? Nike also came out talking about, oh, we don't have nothing to do with the shoe. Bullshit, Nike. Now, Nike is a major corporation. They definitely getting their feelings behind anybody bootlegging their shit. Imagine if I was to take the same Nike shoe and put the Lovely TTV logo on there and then sell it for double the price on my, you know, to my tea sippers on YouTube, through the podcast. Go buy this Nike shoe that has the Lovely TTV logo. Nike would sue the hell out of my ass for copyright infringement. But I find it very funny that they're just simply denying involvement of the creation of these Satan shoes. They're trying to distance themselves, but they're not suing Lil Nas X. They're not suing the makers of these shoes who bought the Nike shoe and basically recreated it in their own version. If this was anybody else, they'd be sued. But I believe that the reason why Nike is not suing him is because they're going to be scared for being called out for being homophobic. And I believe, honestly, the reason why they're using Lil Nas X to push this whole Satan agenda is because he's LGBT. Because that is a class that a lot of people are scared to talk about. If you say anything but praising the LGBT, then a lot of people get upset and they coin you homophobic when that is not the case. To me, this has nothing to do with him being gay, being a member of the LGBT. I have no issues with what his sexuality is. That is his business. But I do have an issue with this agenda that's being pushed and that's being normalized, especially towards children. Okay, let's keep it real. When he came out, regardless of the lyrics for Old Town Road, he can say, well, I talked about lean and having sex in the song. That's fine. But you were also going to schools, you were performing this in front of children, you know what I'm saying? You were connecting with all types of kids for this song. This song went viral. Now he's saying, well, if your kids listen to it, you need to blame yourself as a parent. That's true, but don't act like you weren't gearing your shit towards children once it went viral, okay? So I just find it funny that he did a whole 180 from gearing his stuff towards children to now him just being in support of Satan and the devil and all that stuff. And it's just really disturbing because it's like he keeps trolling. He even came out with a video the other day that says Lil Nas X apologizes for the Satan shoe. And you guys see on the thumbnail, he has a teardrop. You think he's going to apologize, which I knew he wasn't going to. I knew it was some shit in the mix. And as soon as you click on it, he's talking and then he flips the script and he shows his video. So he knows what he's doing with all of this. He knows he's being an agent of chaos. But I think this goes even way deeper than Lil Nas X. And let me explain to you guys why this bothers me. Not even so much the crazy trending topics, people thinking Lucifer, Lil Nas X trolling, Miley Cyrus looking for attention. If you guys don't know, being a child of the 90s, okay, one of our beloved hip-hop artists, people forget this, Biggie Smalls did the same thing Lil Nas X is doing. See, there's nothing new under the sun, and that's what a lot of y'all fail to realize. Biggie Smalls came out with a clothing line back in the day, the 666 clothing line. He had that logo on jeans. He had it on hoodies, and he wore it. He even did a photo shoot. Okay, and a lot of people will try and dismiss it and say, oh, that's an urban legend. Biggie Smalls never came out with a clothing line, you know, with a 666 clothing line. And I bought receipts today showing in the Discord that, yes, he did. Back in 2017, the Grego, they had interviewed his daughter, Tiana, because she was coming out with her own boutique and she was paying homage to her father's clothing line. And in that interview, Tiana Wallace confirmed that she was incorporating her father's original clothing line, 666, so people can get a sense of her father's vision as a designer. Biggie Smalls was in the midst of working on his clothing line before his untimely death, okay? So Biggie did the same thing that Lil Nas X is doing. The same thing that he's promoting. And we can look at his death on a surface level and say it was the East Coast, West Coast war. It was the Bloods. It was the Crips. It was the whole Tupac thing. Yes, when we look at it superficial, we could say that. But if you want to look at it esoterical, I don't find it a coincidence that he was launching a 666 clothing line and then he died an untimely death. If you guys remember in the early days of the internet, there was a pastor, G. Craig Lewis. He was one of the first ones to call out Biggie Smalls and his hip-hop 666 clothing line. He also called out a lot of hip-hop artists. I mean, his videos date back to like 12, 13 years ago, and they were really popular, and then YouTube started pulling them down. But he was always speaking a lot of truth to power. So I'm going to play you guys a small snippet of what he had to say about the situation.
Drawing him into it, I got Biggie Smalls on here for a reason. And Biggie Smalls, we know he died, but I believe that there was something to his death. So he would call the entire Junior Mafia 666. He had clothes made and was getting ready to start a clothing line right before he died called 666. Now, can you imagine, had he lived and done that, how many of our young folks would be right up here in church wearing the mark of the beast? Because when the devil wants to push an antichrist agenda, all he has to do is raise up a superstar.
You know, it, and even in some of his lyrics, you can go back and hear how he's saying he'd rather go to hell and things like that. And this is not a knock on Biggie. I did like Biggie. I did like, you know, a lot of Biggie's music and stuff like that. But I just want people to understand that, you know, energy is real. And the things that we attach ourselves to, the things that we give energy to, can come back to affect us. And it can come back to affect us for the positive or for the worst. And I just think that it's really disturbing when you have young kids who they're not understanding the depth of this situation with these shoes and what's being promoted. And you can say that, you know, you don't believe in God and you don't believe in the devil and, you know, people are reaching. That is your right. I'm not here to convert anybody. What you believe in and what you worship is your business. You have no control of my soul, just like I have no control of yours. So this is not why I'm doing this content. But I do want people to understand there's a lot of dark things that are going on in this world, and I want people to understand that regardless of what your religious background is, regardless of what you believe in, there's good and bad in everything. And I just find it very sad that this is just continuously being pushed as if this is a good thing, as if it's a normal thing, and it's not. Now, on top of that, they're also releasing a new movie on Good Friday, and it's causing a lot of controversy. So I find this very funny. There's all this Satan talk. And then now there's a new movie being released called Unholy. And this is bothering a lot of people on social media. Y'all go ahead and check out this movie trailer.
When God builds a church, the devil builds a chapel.
Believe in her. Offer your soul to Mary.
Mary, Mother of God, the Lord is with you.
All right, I just wanted to show you guys a snippet of that. I didn't want to show you the whole thing, but I just don't find all of this stuff to be a coincidence. You know, the shoes and the promotion of, you know, this devil energy, this new movie coming out called Unholy, you know, I just find the whole thing just really disturbing. And what people need to understand is that a lot of this stuff is spell casting. And people who are Christians, if they say anything against it, they're being knocked. And I just find that really disgusting because I don't think he'd be doing the same thing towards Jewish people. I don't think he'd be trolling Jewish people this hard. I don't think he'd be trolling, you know, the religion of Islam this hard. But it seems like it's always okay to troll Christians and troll Christianity. But when you call that out, when you say, well, damn, that's kind of dirty, then it's, oh, you're taking it too serious. Learn how to take a joke, bro. You know, I just find the whole thing disturbing because I watched this play out with the whole Biggie Smalls thing, you know, back when we were younger. And now we're seeing history repeating itself. You know, I feel like a lot of this stuff is very, very ritualistic. You know, people don't understand that they're being used, you know, to invoke certain things. And so when bad things start happening in this world, don't be shocked. If you guys don't know, even today, there was a huge oil explosion in several refineries in Indonesia.
Some breaking news, there has been a massive explosion at an oil refinery in Indonesia, with hundreds now being evacuated. The refinery is the largest in Indonesia, with the capacity to produce 125,000 barrels per day. Footage of the explosion shared on social media shows a large ball of fire and thick plumes of black smoke rising into the sky. According to local media reports citing eyewitnesses, the explosion was heard up to a radius of dozens of kilometres from the epicenter. It's not yet clear what caused the explosion or whether there are any injuries. We'll keep you up to date throughout the day, of course.
They've been out there dealing with this fire all morning. Then we have the tanker ship that's stuck and blocking, you know, trade from going through the Suez Canal. And then the very next day, a truck bearing the same name as the ship, the Evergreen, that's in the Suez Canal, a truck in China landed the same way and crashed and blocked traffic from getting products around China in the same fashion. I don't find any of this stuff to be happenstance.
Coincidence or intent? Evergreen truck goes viral after blocking motorway just like the ship. The word evergreen will likely now be forever associated with chaos, after a truck carrying one of the company's shipping containers caused a traffic jam just days after an evergreen ship got lodged in the Suez Canal. By now we're probably all familiar with the sight of the huge ship causing chaos in the Suez Canal in Egypt's Suez Canal, so it didn't take long for social media users to point out the unfortunate similarities when the truck carrying an evergreen container found itself in a similar sticky situation this morning. The incident took place in Nanjing, China, shortly before 9:55 a.m. local time on the Changchun-Shenzhen Expressway, where the truck carrying the container crashed and ended up coming to a halt across the road's multiple lanes. Images of the incident are extremely reminiscent of the scene in the Suez Canal, with both the ship and the shipping container painted green and bearing the word Evergreen in white, capital letters. The likeness between the two incidents is made even more obvious by the fact that both the truck and the boat caused huge traffic jams, with dozens of cars queuing on the road behind the truck, and more than 260 ships stuck behind the container ship.
You know, and I believe that all of this energy is being created by what people are supporting and what's trying to be normalized on social media. And y'all can call me whatever you want to call me. It is what it is. But I'm not going to let people shame me out of my stance and what I see. Now, with that being said, you know, while I do feel like there's a certain energy, there's a certain ritualistic agenda that's being pushed, I don't want to place all the blame on Lil Nas X. Because he's not the first to do this. He's not the first musician to come out with this type of clothing line or to talk about the devil or implement satanic things in the music. You know, as a child of the 90s, we grew up knowing about Marilyn Manson. And I remember the church folks going crazy. They didn't want Marilyn Manson performing in their town. Folks were not feeling him. He caused a lot of controversy growing up. So, you know, this type of stuff has been around forever. But back then, it was more covert. You had to really look at videos and really search through the symbolism. Now it's just right out in the open. Now it's right in your face. Now people are telling you how they get down. And like I always say, when people show you who they are, believe them. But with that being said, we also have to be careful to not allow this to divide us, because we all come from different walks of life, especially my Discord. You have some people who are more religious, they're Christians. You have other people who are Muslims. You have people who are atheists. We have witches on there. We have a little bit of everybody, you know, not only my Discord, but people who follow me on social media. So I try to respect everyone's background. But one thing I hate about this energy is it's caused such a big divide. And it's a lot of people who are coming from different backgrounds arguing. So if you're a more spiritual person or you're a Christian or you're a Muslim and you see this for what you believe it to be, well, then you're not going to look at it through the same eyes as somebody who's agnostic or somebody who, you know, is a pagan and doesn't, you know, and doesn't look at it from a spiritual sense. So that's where it's causing this. It's like we can't even have a conversation and say, hey, this is how I see it versus this is how you see it. I can take a little bit from what you're saying and kind of see where you're coming from. And I can take a little bit from what you're saying and see where you're coming from. But the way they have it on Twitter and social media, if you don't 100% see this as artistic, oh, you're whack, you're just a weird Christian, you have no sense of art. Whereas if people are looking at this from an artistic point of view, then it's you're the devil, you're going to hell. And I think that it shouldn't have to be that black and white, right? I think we should all be able to have a mature conversation and say, hey, this is how I see it. Because at the end of the day, art is subjective. And beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And I think, too, that initially when the video came out, I could understand a little bit of some of the artistic imagery, especially with the CGI. I am in no way feeling the devil scenes. That, to me, I wasn't feeling that at all. The whole descending from heaven, going down to hell, that didn't sit right with my spirit. And I'm not going to act like it did. But I can see where people saw that as artistic. Now, before anybody tries to spin this and say, oh, y'all aren't feeling it just because he's an openly gay man, that has nothing to do with it. Because if you guys remember, if you've been on my channel long enough, Even a few streams ago, I talked about when Snoop Dogg did his video, Murder Was the Case. And in that video, we saw Snoop Dogg literally selling his soul to the devil.
Shaking, and they breaking, trying to save the dough. Pumping on my chest and I'm screaming. I stop breathing. Damn, I see demons. Dear God, I wonder, can you save me? I can't die. My boo-boo's about to have my baby. I think it's too late for praying. Hold up. Her voice spoke to me and it slowly started saying,
bring your lifestyle to me. I make it better.
And how long will I live?
Eternal life and forever.
Oh, will I be the G that I was?
I make your life better than you can imagine or even dreamed of. So relax your soul. Let me take control. Close your eyes, my soul.
My eyes are closed.
And that was one of the creepiest videos that I had ever seen as a kid at that time. I was like 12 or 13 when that video came out. And I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling this shit back then. I wasn't feeling it with gangster Snoop Dogg. So my energy is not going to change because it's Lil Nas X. That's what y'all need to understand. I was calling out this video as recently as in 2020. So if I'm not okay with Snoop Dogg using devil imagery in Murder Was the Case, why would people think that I'm going to co-sign it because it's Lil Nas X? You know what I'm saying? So before you speak and try and condemn me, know my history. I keep the same energy with everybody. I've never been down with devil imagery. It doesn't sit well with my spirit. Regardless of what you follow, I'm not down with it. And that's just what it is. Where he lost me completely was the shoe. And I think that's where he lost a lot of people, was the whole shoe thing and the, you know, drop of human blood and the Bible scriptures on a Satan shoe. You know, it just became too blasphemous. You know, then the doll that he's also dropping. So I just feel like, you know, at the end of the day, we all have the right to our opinions. We all have the right to our beliefs. But I think for the most part, a lot of people are seeing the bigger picture. I mean, you even have people who are agnostic, who don't believe in God, who are atheists and like, yeah, something ain't right about this. Like there's definitely some shit in the mix. You even have a lot of people in the LGBT community who are not standing behind this as well. They're like, I'm gay, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a Christian. I don't rock with it. There's other gay people who are like, you know, I'm gay and, you know, I like it. I like the artistic expression and things like that. Everybody's seen it from a different point of view. I think we should be comfortable enough to hear from different people without condemning them or silencing them or shaming them or canceling them because it doesn't match up with your views, you know. But again, we have to be careful with how much energy we spend on this and how much we invoke the name Satan and Lucifer and things like that. Even though it might be just a joke that, oh, Lucifer is trending, if everybody's mentality is focusing on Lucifer and the devil and Satan, that is energy. We're manifesting that. And this is a global trend right now. This is trending globally, not just in the US. And that's what's really disturbing about it, because as somebody who is big on energy and who is I feel like I'm a very spiritual being. I just see it for what it is. I just see it a lot deeper. I cannot take something like this at surface level. But that's me. That's my interpretation. It's never my will to put what I see and what I feel in my brain and in my body. It's never my will to, you know, put that on you all. That's for you all as adults and young people to come up with your own conclusion on how you feel and how you see it. So, you know, I just wanted to really do this podcast to just talk further about just how disturbing this is, but then tying it back to the 90s. You know, like I say, so many times things come out now and we think it's new and it's hip and it's chic. Hell no, this has been done before. And that's the thing, like I said, what people need to realize is that sometimes when you start calling on those demonic spirits and the devil and all that stuff, you can't cry foul when he comes knocking. Okay? All this demon time energy that's been invoked all through 2020, all through the summer, it's like these celebrities went from invoking demon time and making it seem like this whole demon time slogan was like so cool and hip, to now we have an artist straight using demonic, satanic imagery in their videos and in a shoe, and it's being seen as artwork. So it's going to be very interesting to see where we all go from here and what comes of all of this, you know, but I want to hear from you guys. Feel free to leave a comment on YouTube. Half of this will be posted there. Thank you guys again for supporting the podcast and just, you know, allow me to just be free to state my opinions. Y'all don't have to agree. I don't expect anybody to agree with me. I'm grown. I can stand in my own shit. I got that good credit. I don't need nan cosigner. If I said it, I said it, and I can stand in it. Period, poo. But, you know, I just thank you guys for just allowing me to just speak freely. And even if you don't disagree, you just give me that platform and that right to just say how I feel. The same way Lil Nas X and others are able to say how they feel and what they rock with. So I love y'all for that. We'll have a Zoom meeting later on tonight. We definitely gonna go deep. So make sure if you are in the Discord, come to the Zoom meeting tonight. I can't wait to see y'all. Thank you guys so much again for tuning in to Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Make sure you join us again soon. For all the latest tea, make sure you follow me on my social media pages. Just put in LOVELYTI on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.